You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, like the dude just said. So yeah, we've got plenty more to talk about on the issue of Ukraine, and if I can ever get to it, I've got a whole stack of stuff here on state policies and laws that kind of give you an idea why Alabama does what it does sometimes. That being said, though, we're going to take a break from all of that, get off the triple dipper, and head to a phone call right now with our own Congressman Mo Brooks. Congressman Brooks has been representing the 5th District of Alabama in Congress now since 2011, and he is one of the lead candidates right now for the U.S. Senate race for the seat being vacated by Senator Richard Shelby. And we're glad to have him on the show again. Congressman Brooks, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. Thank you for calling in. Listen, I don't even know where to begin because there's so many things happening out there, but one of the first things I noticed, I think on Twitter today, I saw that you joined with a number of your colleagues asking for Attorney General Merrick Garland to appoint a special investigator as to Hunter Biden. I don't know that we'll see much of that happen before the midterms, but tell me your thoughts on this situation.
Well, it's to emphasize the issues that have gone unanswered, unchallenged, concerning Hunter Biden, his laptop, and his association and affiliation with the Communist Chinese Party and other leaders of Communist China. There's even a book out, I think it's called Red-Handed by Schweitzer, that suggests that $11 million changed hands from the Communist Chinese to Hunter Biden and the Biden family syndicate. And all of this needs to be investigated, and it's quite clear that we're not making any headway going through the Biden administration's White House or their Attorney General.
Well, that's exactly what's happening. And are you getting a response from that, by the way? Recognizing that the Republicans are in the minority right now, and some would call it politics, it's real, though. I mean, the reality is this thing exists. This laptop has now been finally acknowledged by the New York Times. Does Merrick Garland's office even acknowledge when they get a letter from y'all like this?
Well, we don't know yet on this particular one. Sometimes they will acknowledge it. As often as not, they will just ignore it. But we have a choice. We can do nothing or we can do something. We have chosen to do something, and that's trying to elevate public attention about the matter. If the public were to overwhelmingly demand a special counsel be appointed, then it would happen.
Well, and that's what's going to have to happen at some point. I mean, I don't know. I think after the midterms, obviously we have more chutzpah, if you will, and I do believe the midterms are going to be successful for Republicans in both the House and the Senate. But nonetheless, this thing is, I think we have a compromised administration right now, and that's the way it not only feels, that's the way it looks when you see things that they actually decline to take advantage of or do on the foreign policy stage. Well, let me switch gears. I mean, I really just want to hear today on a variety of topics from one of our sitting congressmen. Today, the Biden administration took another swipe at the Second Amendment, and they went out there and literally they've appointed someone now to head up the ATF, which is not going to be a good thing based on the appointment. But they also decided that ghost guns, as they call them, are the biggest threat to, you know, the homeland. Ghost guns. Your thoughts on the latest swipe at the Second Amendment by the Biden administration?
Well, it's pretty clear. The Second Amendment states, and I'll quote it to you since I happen to have it handy, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. There is nothing in the Second Amendment that says that the government can ban guns because they aren't made by manufacturers that the government prefers they be made by. If people want to privately make their own guns without any kind of serial marks or other registration numbers, it would seem to me that they should have that right to do so. Nonetheless, yeah, That's not where the Biden camp is.
Well, and truthfully, do we really think that the bad guys, the majority of whom are at thug level, that the bad guys are going to spend the amount of time necessary that it takes to order the parts to build their own weapon? Most of them have no idea how to break it down and clean it, I would anticipate, much less build one of their own and then trust that it's going to work when they need it.
Well, what the criminals do is they just file off the serial numbers.
Exactly. just go ahead and steal what you need, file off the serial number. It's not a ghost gun, it's a stolen gun, but they don't want to go down that road. Well, all right. Well, Congressman, I did an entire section of the show today, probably close to an hour, on the southern border. The Heritage Foundation recently came out and said that appears to be a deliberate attempt to completely alter the American way of life. Are we seeing any indications at all? I mean, I know that Title 42, they're looking at lifting that, but are we seeing any indications at all that the Biden administration, other than trying to say they identify with Ukraine's refugees, that they acknowledge what is happening right now? Because the silence from Biden on this has been deafening.
We haven't and we won't. This is part of an orchestrated strategy to increase the number of illegal aliens in America, going hand in glove with the efforts of the Democrats to give them amnesty and citizenship with voting rights that in turn would dramatically affect the outcome of future elections for governor, president, legislature, Congress, Senate.
Well, at some point, I mean, this is reaching, and I'm not an alarmist, by the way. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not an alarmist. But at some point, I look at this complete dereliction of duty, the overwhelming nature of what the Customs and Border Patrol have to do, and I think this is to the point of being impeachable level offenses, the complete lack of regard for the sanctity of the borders on the southern end of our country. Your thoughts?
I concur. There is a provision in the United States Constitution. I do not have it handy. My memory says it's Article 4, Section 4, but I could be wrong, that says that it is the federal government's responsibility to protect each and every state from, quote, invasion, end quote. And what we're seeing on the southern border is a direct invasion of California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, and an indirect invasion of all 50 states, because what Joe Biden is doing is using our tax dollars to ship these illegal aliens all over America. Last year, it was to the tune of 2 million plus illegal aliens. Who knows how many is going to be this year? And this is doing tremendous damage to our economy, to our tax base, to the jobs of struggling American families, to the lives of Americans. It's horrible. I don't know of a word that better describes it. Horrible, horrid. Come up with your own, but it's bad. And the Biden administration is disregarding the wishes of the American people, disregarding the lives of the American people, disregarding the incomes of the American people for long-term political advantage of having these illegal aliens in America, which they believe ultimately will get citizenship and will lawfully be allowed to vote, in which case there is no stopping the socialist march.
Well, and I don't know if you're aware of it, because it falls outside of your congressional district. It would fall into Congressman Adderholt's congressional district 4. But in Gadsden, Etowah County, they've had an ICE contract. They built a new jail facility about 12, 15 years ago for the sole purpose of housing ICE prisoners. And it's a state-of-the-art facility. And ICE canceled that contract last week. So what we're seeing is more of an influx across the border and yet less of a desire to detain for the purposes of sending them back home. That ICE contract meant somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 correctional officers' jobs in Etowah County alone. And I'm sure we're seeing this in other places. Are you aware of any others?
Well, I was at the border in Yuma, Arizona, a few weeks ago, and the illegal aliens were brazen. This is what I personally saw. They walked across the Colorado River without getting their feet wet, going from rock to rock. They walked right by myself, some other congressmen, some other government officials, and this up the riverbank. And then they walked to where they knew there would be a waiting Border Patrol agent's van waiting for them, air-conditioned, with refreshments. And then that van would take them to a holding facility where they would get free food, free clothing, ultimately free transportation to the interior of the United States of America. Folks, that's your border security.
And apparently they're also getting a free Biden phone now. That's a new thing, too, that we're finding out.
That wouldn't surprise me that illegal aliens would get benefits that American citizens have to pay for and do not get.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Congressman, listen, I appreciate you. You're in the thick of it right now. I don't know there's ever been a more important time to have conservatives in D.C. And you're vying right now for the position of U.S. Senator. Talk to us about the race, the campaign right now. Where are you on the campaign trail? What do you got going on, and where can people find you?
Well, it's pretty interesting, this race, the way it's unfolding. Of course, Katie Britt and her team, they have the most money. She's beholden to a lot of special interest groups who have opened up their coffers, and she's spending a ton of money on attack ads on me. And most recently, that team has started attack ads on Mike Durant. And we will see how all of that plays out. Basically, there are six candidates running. You've got a top tier of three and a lower tier of three. And of those top tier of three, there probably will be a runoff with two of the three of them in the runoff. And as the public becomes more aware of, say, Katie Britt's support for taxes, that will probably impact their support for her. The attack ads on me, of course, you've already seen those, and that those have had an effect on my reputation that I worked hard to earn. And Katie Britt's got at least one attack ad on Mike Durant. I'm sure there'll be a lot of others following, and we'll just have to see how it plays out. The one thing I ask voters to do is to think. Do your homework, get the facts, get the evidence, and then think. And if you are a liberal, well, you don't want to vote for Mo Brooks. If you're a conservative, you do want to vote for Mo Brooks. And so I seek the votes of principled conservatives, and we'll see what kind of vote Mike Durant and Katie Britt get. But right now, it's anybody's ball game with 43 days left until the election day.
43 days. It ain't over till it's over. All right, Congressman Mo Brooks, Congressional District 5, candidate for U.S. Senate, and in the thick of things in conservative policy up in D.C. Thank you for your time today, sir.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, take care. All right, Copper, take us to the break. But listen, folks, that's one of your – and I agree with that. I agree with the statement he made there at the very end. Take a look at your ballot. Know who you like and don't like, and then kind of know why. I mean, and I don't say that in any way like you wouldn't. I'm just saying – dig in a little bit. Know who they are. Because the campaign ads, they're so disingenuous. The only ones that really matter are the ones that say, I'm the candidate and I endorse this message, or I support or I agree with this message. All that to say, folks, look for the real stuff. Dig in and see what they've done before they became the candidate. That's where you really find out. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.